You want to know what a busy day is? Here's busy. The scene, the maternity ward in a South Carolina hospital. In one 24-hour stretch, they had five sets of twins born. Did you ever see nurses on roller skates? Did you ever see women in a maternity ward taking numbers? Yeah, one obstetrician actually met himself coming out of the delivery room. I mean, this is pandemonium. Five moms, 10 deliveries, and five totally bewildered fathers. But sometimes, the arrival of just one set of twins can make for an amazing night in their maternity ward. Like the birth of Alicia and Jasmine in Queensland, Australia. Yeah, was in a hospital there. Mom is from a Jamaican-English background, and dad is German. As for the twins, one is black, the other one is white. I was looking at a picture of them. They're calling it a million-to-one medical miracle. Yeah, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the tragedy of God's divided family. That's what those twin girls are. As they grow older, people will look at them and notice how different they are. But the difference is literally only skin deep. They are the daughters of the same father from the same blood. And that's who we are. Those of us who belong to Jesus Christ. Different in some skin deep ways, but the children of the same Heavenly Father. Born the same way from the same blood. The blood of Jesus shed for us so we can be born into the family of Almighty God. Or as it says in our word for today from the Word of God, Galatians 3, beginning with verse 26, you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. There is no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Where we let our differences come between us, our Father is not pleased. Think about your own relationships. Think about your prejudices. Think about the categories you put people in. Look around your school, your community, your church. Are there walls? Are there chasms between some of God's children who are all carrying the same spiritual DNA? It may be that racial differences are separating children of the same father, or social differences. Or maybe it's the money we make, the clothes we wear, the education we have, the way we talk. We can let denominational or doctrinal differences or political differences come between people who are united by the same blood, Jesus' blood. Sometimes we spend 90% of our time on the 10% that divides us, instead of coming together around the 90% that God's Bible-grounded children agree on. Meanwhile, our divisions are giving lost people just another reason to ignore our Jesus. They look at us and say, hey, when you guys can get together, come and talk to me. It's time we start to act like what we really are. Children of the same father, born into the same family, sharing the same spiritual DNA, rescued at the same old rugged cross, spending eternity together in the same heaven. Isn't it time we made an effort to try to worship together? To learn from each other's unique perspective? To start praying together for a mighty move of God in our area? To reach out to a community that will sit up and take notice when we work together. We can do it. We must do it. Because as the Bible says, He Himself is our peace, who has made the two one and destroyed the barrier. How? We have been brought near through the blood of Christ. Now, we may not look alike on the outside, but our differences are ultimately skin deep. Our Father looks at His very different kids and says, you're both my children. You're both my blood. Why don't we treat each other like that?
This year, Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is celebrating 30 years of outreach in Native America. To find out more, visit hopefornativeamerica.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.